You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play music in the spoken word.
Now playing music in the spoken word.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Hey, this is Allison.
And this is Britt.
These are the true stories about the good, the bad, and the funny.
Shared by you, but told by us.
This is GabFest.
Let's gab.
What's up?
Hello.
Welcome back this week. We are really personally connected to this story topic, I feel like, today.
Well, yeah. So we're moms, and yes. We're talking mom stuff.
Yeah.
And you know what they say about motherhood?
What?
The scariest hood you'll ever go through.
I haven't heard that, but I like it.
And I know, I'm coining it.
I identify with it.
Yes. You guys, as we read these, we know being a mom is, yes, rewarding and beautiful and mm-hmm. wonderful, but there's also a lot of crap.
Yeah, you have to go through a lot, and a lot of it is stuff people say to you, people are judging you all the time.
And I want to put that out there. We're going to try not to judge any of these stories that have been submitted, because you're not in that position.
Mm-mm.
We've all been in a position where our back's against the wall.
And you're about to lose
your damn mind. Where you're just about to lose any sense of sanity that you mm-hmm. have.
Yeah.
So let's reserve our judgment. Mm-hmm. Let's take this in a lighthearted way. Because that is the intent.
The intent of this podcast is just to laugh at ourselves, laugh at other people who have volunteered their stories to be laughed at. So don't worry.
And
they've let you come here to laugh at them. It's fine.
Correct. And sometimes it makes you feel better to hear other people's, I don't want to say failures, but kind of
confessions. That's one of the things we're doing, is we're talking about people's confessions of weird, wacky, funny, borderline things.
Yeah.
Borderline
questionable decisions
that people have tried to do to somehow ease whatever it is that they're going through
with their children. And I considered being like, we should just open up a listening post where, you know, Catholics go in for confession uh-huh. for someone on the other side and it gets to be anonymous. We need that for moms.
Yeah.
Just like, moms where there's someone behind a screen, mm-hmm. you know, another mom mm-hmm. probably would be best because she can empathize like, a little bit more.
Oh my gosh. My child urinated on the shopping cart and I just didn't left clean it.
Yeah. So I feel like maybe that would be like a really good invention.
Oh my gosh.
We should set up kiosks.
Mm-hmm. Mom-fessionals.
Mom-fessionals. Yes. I think that might be the name of this.
You know what? You could charge. I would probably pay like, you know, a couple quarters. It's just like a little, one of those fortune telling machines, except for like on big, except for its opposite. You just tell your stuff and then
get it off
your chest.
And is there just an automated voice that's like, you're a good mom.
Yeah. It gives you some validations. That wasn't that bad.
Yeah. You got this. Go get some caffeine. So anyway, as we're talking...
No one died on your watch today. You're fine.
Which is 100% true.
You guys, if they're alive... I won't tell the police about this one.
But speaking of calling the police, I want to kick it off with this story.
Let's do it.
So this is a story of a mom-shaming moment. So this girl was being mom-shamed.
Okay.
She went to a fruit stand around where we live, especially where I live.
Like at a market?
Yeah. So there's a lot of like fresh produce stands. So this girl drove and she took her one-year-old, who of course falls asleep in the car while they're
mm-hmm,
driving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is this not a dilemma that we've all been through?
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, waking a sleeping child is the pits.
Oh yeah. Well, they wake up and they're like the demon goblin from Gremlins.
And you've got to get stuff done. Like mama got to get her peaches. Sounds like, you know what I mean? You drove all this way. You drove like 40 minutes
all
to get
these
fresh
peaches. All I'm trying to do is buy some fresh organic peaches. I'm trying to do the right thing.
It doesn't seem like it should be this hard. So he falls asleep. So she analyzes the situation. Okay, it's around 50 degrees, she thinks.
Pros and cons list.
Ish. She is pulled up like right in front of the fruit stand. You know, mm-hmm. it's not like you're in a parking lot inside a store.
Eyes on the back seat of the car.
Right. You can see mm-hmm. the car from mm-hmm. where you're probably, I bet you're 20 feet from
mm-hmm.
the car
yeah.
at all times. And she starts like analyzing, being like, well, the weather's mild, the car's within sight, I feel comfortable leaving him.
She, like,
as would
licks
I.
Licks her finger and, like, holds it up in the wind, and it's like north, south, yeah. northeast winds, yeah.
perfect conditions. So she feels good about it, as would I, you guys. I wouldn't, yeah. at this situation.
If I have eyes on the car, I feel confident.
Yes, because the thought of lugging around a one-year-old while trying to keep him asleep, while mm-hmm. simultaneously gathering bushels of peaches.
Well, yeah, you aren't going to have any arm room for your peaches.
And you're going to wake the child up. It's better to keep him asleep. Mm-hmm. So she decides to do that. So she goes in, gets her peaches, and starts making her way back to her car. And as she's getting into her car and loading it into the back of her car, she mm-hmm. hears the lady pulled up next to her mm-hmm. out of her window going, "Oh, is that your baby?" And the way she said it was in such a way that you would think she would follow up with maybe like, "Oh, he's so cute," or yeah. something. Well, no. She Uh-oh. Says, "Yeah, that's my baby." And the lady flew off the handle. Like, okay. told her she didn't deserve to be a mom.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. That's, like, pretty extreme.
That's low. Yeah. That is.
Tells her she doesn't deserve to be a mom. And tells her that she never had children and she can't stand moms like her who would do this to their child.
Oh, my gosh.
So, this mom, she said she fired back, like, which I'm proud of.
I would have just crawled into my car and bawled.
Yeah. She said, though, you know, obviously, as we've talked about before, mm-hmm. the quips weren't as good at the moment as they could have been. But uh-huh. she kind of argued back and was like, "It's not hot outside," kind of mm-hmm. explaining herself, and then being like, and this lady, you know, had said, "I don't have kids." I guess mm-hmm. the mom said back to her, "Well, that makes sense." So I was like, "Yeah, mama."
Yes, it does make sense. She has no idea what it's mm-hmm. like.
Yeah.
You don't have kids. So there you are, Judgy McJudgerson.
Yeah.
And just,
just like, yeah. Like, I don't try to ref a football game, guys, because I don't know
I have no idea what's going on.
Stay in your lane.
Hallelujah.
So then this mom, like, kind of gets in the door, mad, shuts the door, gonna uh-huh. drive away. The lady pulls her car behind her car
and traps her
and gets her phone out and starts snapping pictures of her license plate and yelling,
"The front door.
I am reporting you to Child Protective Services," and da da da. So here goes this mom driving home with her peaches.
My word.
Just and her peaches. Sleeping son.
She's made it with the peaches.
And she's thinking, for sure she's getting reported.
Yeah.
But then she went home and Googled. Mm-hmm. And it's totally legal here in our state of Utah to do that if it's not a hot day mm-hmm. and the child was safe and, mm-hmm. and the car was locked mm-hmm. and all those things. Like, it was all, there's all these little stipulations, but she was following all the laws. Never got anybody called on.
Mental notes are being taken here.
Yeah. I mean, don't push it, guys. We don't want to be leaving the kids in the car all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you an excuse.
You will for sure end up on the news. And you want to know how I know that? Well, remember?
I hope you weren't going to say you were on the news. I don't recall that.
No. I feel like you would have known about that.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Remember how I said I interned at that news station?
Yeah.
And I got called out with a photographer to go and meet up with the police chief of that city. It was kind of a big to-do. And I felt so bad. It was a young mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided to leave her sleeping baby in the back of the car. And she went into the store just to grab one thing. But then she started grabbing more things and took more and more time.
Yeah.
And someone called the police and the news showed up. It was like fire trucks, police cars. Like, it was real bad.
Oh my gosh. Was it summer? Do you know? Remember?
Yeah, it was middle of the summer.
And this is getting too dark for our comedy podcast, yes. but it sounds like this lady maybe needed the police. I mean,
yeah, she needed a little bit of a wake up call.
Not judging her, but I get really distracted too.
Yeah.
So, and mm-hmm. I'm not even going to get into that.
Like, buy one, get one free? What? I'm getting
a
cart.
Next thing you know, you've got Cheez-Its and milk. When all you came in was for wipes and you've got like caramello bars and just whatever tickles your fancy in that moment.
Yes.
And you kind of, sometimes it is hard not to go on autopilot. So, mm-hmm. okay, I should say I try not to judge because mm-hmm. you don't know if it's an accident. You don't know if it was intentional.
Yeah.
You just don't flipping know.
Exactly. Well, speaking of police,
I called the police on somebody.
What?
One time.
Who'd you call the police on?
I was with my friend and we were driving through Sardine Canyon, which is mm-hmm. quite dangerous.
Treacherous.
There's a lot of wrecks.
Mm-hmm.
There
mm-hmm.
was a little teeny, like, 2-year-old on the passenger seat standing on someone's lap in
oh,
the
my
front
word.
Passenger uh-huh. seat. And I'm like, like I said, I'm not trying to judge, but mm-hmm. you're going 70 miles an hour.
Yeah,
in the
like
baby
windy
on a lap in the front seat,
road.
Standing up, not buckled, in a dangerous road. So mm-hmm. I just called, and I was like, I feel really judgy and mm-hmm. stupid, but
they need to be
buckled.
Yes,
I mean,
oh dear,
come on. Sorry, here we're getting judgy again.
We are,
and promised we wouldn't.
At the beginning, we said we wouldn't, but you know what?
Here I am.
We're all human. including ourselves.
This was my confession. I was confessing that I called the cops on one person one time. And maybe it wasn't justified, but I felt that it was.
Well, that just leads perfectly into this confession.
Okay.
Because not only does it involve police, but it involves kids not being buckled.
Okay.
This person, they had a 3-year-old little boy. And he figured out how to unbuckle his 5-point harness car seat.
My daughter that's 5 can't even do that.
So that was pretty, you know, that was like Houdini kid.
Yeah.
But he figured it out. And one time they were driving on the freeway and he got out and he like proudly like brought himself up towards the front seat. And so the parents freaked out and just kind of went with the scare tactic, the fear motivation, and said, if you take your seatbelt off and we get pulled over, the police officer will rip me out of the car and take me away. And you will have to go to a new family.
Whoa.
Like I said, they just went from zero to 60 as far as like...
Zero to foster care. They went from zero to foster care real quick. I have used this not to the extent of living with a new family, but I have told my kids I could get taken to jail.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Not quite true. Mm-hmm.
I've never been pulled over with my kids not in their seatbelts, so I don't actually know the full repercussions.
Right.
Neither do they.
But I told my kids this same thing, told them similar variations of this.
Yeah.
And my son, we did get pulled over one time when I was speeding, and he started to immediately cry. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Got me out of the ticket.
Well, guess what?
What?
So that seemed to do the trick with this kid. After that whole episode of you're going to go live with another family, it scared the kid into not getting out of his seatbelt again.
Well, there you go.
But a couple years later, this little boy is now 5-ish.
Okay.
And they were driving home one night and the dad was speeding a bit and those red and blue lights came flashing on.
And he starts having like a full on panic attack, right?
Well, first off, don't we all?
Yeah.
If you ever...
Immediately, like, the blood just leaves your face. And you're just, like...
really a phenomenon.
Feels like your stomach's in your butt. And you're like, I am acting like I have heroin in my car right now. I don't know how... How do I act normal? How do I normally
hello,
talk?
Officer, hello.
Do I normally look people in the eye when I talk? Or do I look down?
Do I usually act flustered? Or, like, I'm... Or what?
Do I apologize? Do I stand my ground? Like, what? I don't even know. Like, you just immediately feel guilty.
And, yeah, you just go into immediate panic
and
mode.
And, again, the girl who hates being in trouble.
Oh, my gosh.
Not that any of us particularly bask in it unless you're, like, a killer.
Nothing will make you like slam on your brakes and go to basically a rolling stop
on
the freeway, like having a cop just
and you
up.
Just throw your phone to the third row seat as fast as you can. Like, I was not on my phone, my kids are buckled
texting.
Up,
and it's just so bad. But yeah, when this guy got pulled over, that threat, that warning that came across a few years before came right to that little boy's mind. And the officer came up to the door, and his son just started like freaking out irrationally and being like, I don't want you to take my dad.
Yeah.
And just
that's kind
out.
Of what my son said.
Mm-hmm. The cop let him off with a warning.
Yeah. That's what the cop did for me. My son started crying. He said, oh, what's wrong? And I said, well, he's a little afraid that you're going to arrest me. And he said, oh, I'm not going to arrest her. I'm not going to do anything. All I'm going to do is give her a warning.
Oh,
and I was like, yeah, so just all I'm saying is
anytime I get pulled over, I'm like, who's got the waterworks? Who's ready? Who's ready?
I'm sure some child psychologist would be ripping me up and down right now. But if you have a kid that can act well, or if you want to like use this, just saying, probably save me a good $100 on a speeding ticket. So,
and this guy said this is the first time that he's been able to use tears to get out of a ticket.
Yeah, but not him. Not
no,
him himself.
His son's tears.
Correct. That is so funny.
And I had someone else tell me a story like we were talking about where they left their child in the car and, you know, people freak out.
Here's what I don't understand. When we're talking about kids in cars, can we talk about dogs in cars? I'm going to mom shame dog moms for a minute. Just kidding. But I don't understand why you bring your dog with you
to the mall,
to Walmart or to Target, and then leave him in the car. What was the point
just leave
of
them
taking
at home.
Them? You can't do that with a kid. Like, a kid has to come with you. They can't be home when they're 2. But a dog is okay
could
to
be
home alone.
I don't know.
And, like, is it bringing you that much comfort for it to be in the car with you for 7 minutes when you
but
drive to the
store? But then not going to attend then, with you in the grocery store.
Right. I'm very confused on that one.
And I haven't been a dog mom, but you have. And you
I never
don't
wanted
understand
to bring her in
that.
The car because my whole car smelled like dog breath. And I then to leave her in the car.
Yeah.
I feel like that's
sweating
mean.
And panting and yeah.
And she'd, and she'd
possibly pooing.
Yeah. She'd be panicking and like scratching around and stuff. And I see little dogs all the time. You know, in the window and you're like, I'm confused. I just, mm-hmm. I am. I'm confused.
Or when you're getting out of your vehicle and, you know, your back is to the car next to you and the window's like 3 inches cracked and all of a sudden it's like, and you're like, yeah, slamming
you're
the
like,
car.
I'm in like an urban area. Why is there also another like dog
wild
attack?
Animal yeah. approaching and, me from behind.
But while we're talking about mom, like the car thing, mom or dad, moms mm-hmm. or dads leaving their kids in cars. Mm-hmm. My friend gave me great advice. Mm-hmm. She told me when the summer, mm-hmm. take off your sandal and put it in the car seat with the baby. Because if you, a lot of people say, oh, you do your phone or something like that. That can be forgotten. You aren't going to go anywhere without your shoe.
That's a good
so
idea.
So if you put your shoe back there in the back seat by the mm-hmm. baby, then when you go to get out of the car, you're mm-hmm. going to be like, oh, my shoe's back there. Oh, the baby's back
there. Oh, also my child is back.
Which sounds terrible, like you would remember your shoe before your child. But if the baby has fallen asleep and you're out of your normal schedule, like... Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. you can get on autopilot and forget. Or the yeah, so it's that's
that
a good idea.
That is a good
yeah,
tip.
Take off your shoe. This is a mom confession.
Okay.
She's a working mom. Mm-hmm. She pays for daycare through her work. And so she just pays for 5 days a week every time. Five mm-hmm. days a week. And her schedule's not fixed. So sometimes she'll have a weekday off. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it would be, sometimes it's weekend off.
Okay.
So on the weeks that she happens to have a weekday off, most of the time she just takes her kids to daycare mm-hmm. and it's like, have a good day. I'm off to work, guys. And then drives like, right parties. Home, drives right home,
takes
sleeps,
a bubble bath,
showers, yes. runs errands, binge watches. And I'm like, I have
that
no words for this.
Sounds amazing.
I have no words for this. I'm so proud I could cry. I am also so incredibly envious.
Oh, that sounds great.
Like talk about a recharge.
Yeah.
And you don't have to tell your kids you're home. It's the smart thing to do. Uh-huh. You tell your kids, oh, I don't have to work today, but you're still going to go to daycare. They're going to be like, why don't you want to be with us? Why don't you want to hang mom? I want to stay home. But she's just, they just assume she's at work mm-hmm. as she would be mm-hmm. a lot of times. Mm-hmm. She's paying for it uh-huh. for 5 days.
Uh-huh.
Go for it.
I'm not going to waste a day at daycare.
Yeah. It's not cheap.
No.
So
no,
I'm pretty proud of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is awesome. Okay, what would you do?
What
would your day be filled
with? I think what would happen to me, I can't even remember the last time I had a day like that to myself. Mm-hmm. I really can't remember.
I would be like,
it's probably been 8 years because mm-hmm. my oldest son is 8.
I would probably be like an apartment dog that got just let wild in the field.
I feel like,
I don't even know what to do.
I feel like I would just freeze and waste my whole day because I wouldn't be able to decide where to put my energy.
I should take a bubble bath and you start filling it up.
I should work out. I should go to the store. I should go alone. I should shop for myself.
I've been wanting
to
catch up on The Bachelor. I've been wanting to bake this thing. And all of a sudden your kitchen's a mess and you're like 3/4 of the way through The Bachelor and you've got a half bubble bath full and it's time to pick up from daycare and you don't have dinner made.
Yep. That would be what would happen to me because I just wouldn't even know what to do with myself. And I would be so like overwhelmed with all the many things mm-hmm. I would want to get done or mm-hmm. try or do or relax mm-hmm. or not or mm-hmm. whatever.
Well, yeah. Confessions. I love to hear them because it's just how we all get through the day.
And I mean, we're calling them confessions, but a lot of these, I'm like, these are life hacks. These are
life
hacks.
We should switch that. Mom confessions to mom life hacks.
Because most of the ones I'm reading are like, whoa, that's actually pretty smart.
Mm-hmm. Well, this mom, she sent a message to me and she said, I don't intend to teach my kids about batteries.
That took me a minute.
She said, toys are, they work or they are
don't.
Broken.
Oh my
they
gosh.
Don't know what batteries are.
That is saving you some serious cheese.
Yeah, and batteries. Some serious finding of the tiniest screwdriver you can find and finding the AAAs or the AAs or the Cs or the whatever.
Maybe that would teach them to actually turn off the dang toy too because my kids leave it in mm-hmm. the on position mm-hmm. all the time. And they just think batteries flow like wine around here.
Well, anytime, I know, seriously. Well, anytime
we don't
I hear
even drink
a toy,
wine, but you know.
I hear a toy going off and I'm like more concerned about it than if like I left the stove on.
Yeah.
Because you're like, where is that? Is that under the couch? You're searching all around.
Is that a C battery toy? Those C batteries? Are you joking me right now?
That is $12 of batteries being used up under the couch and I can't reach it. Everybody on deck.
Yes.
We are moving the couch. We're finding this toy.
Who is this genius mom? That is so hilarious. I've never heard of that. I'm the mom that's like texting my husband every day like, hey, you got to bring home more batteries. What size? All the sizes.
I know. Well, we have like a drawer in our garage that keeps like the screwdrivers and whatnot, but I have the tiniest screwdrivers kept specifically in a spot in my kitchen ready to go because I'm always being asked to change like the car batteries mm-hmm. and I don't want to always be like in and out of the garage. So I have it just like, that's my little mom tool. And I'm like, I have become someone's battery bae.
Yeah, you have. I'm going to start making my kids pay for batteries.
Oh,
maybe
we should.
some of these I'm reading too. I'm like, gosh, I should be tougher.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I'm like, yeah,
we are doormats. What's happening to us?
Maybe we should make them pay for batteries. So they start, like you said, turning your toys off or realizing, hey,
or instead of like laying on your stomach and watching the car go around and around the track for like 25 minutes,
you actually interact and enjoy the time you have. Cause it's not forever.
Yeah.
Because once that battery runs out, I try to use the pay for thing though, like, with my kids, and sometimes it's just not going to work. Like recently I said to my son, if you don't brush your teeth and you have a cavity, you're paying for your cavity. And my husband's like,
that's like $200.
I'm like, and then guess what? It'll take you 5 years to pay for your cavity at the rate that you make money. Some of these are great. I mean, here's great. I love that battery one. She's winning.
Yes.
Speaking of toys, this mom said she came up with something a while ago for her kids. When they are in the game or the toy section, AKA the worst place to go with a child, besides maybe the checkout stand, which is unavoidable.
Yeah.
They know that. So they put all that crap there.
That is the
on
one,
purpose.
That is the purpose. Mm-hmm. They also have batteries there.
Yep.
Because you know you'll need them.
And those kids of that mom will be like, what are those? And her mom's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Chapstick? Little mini chapsticks. So this mom said that she tells her kids that the suggested age range on the toy is like the rule from the toy makers. So if it says
if they catch you
ages 6 to 8 or whatever, or 6 and up, she'll be like, oh gosh, you can't.
You
that's
are
for
6-year-olds.
You can't buy that.
They're going to come arrest me and you're going to have to go to another. You're going to have to go to another family.
Hasbro will come and cuff you and take you away. And the thing is,
you're playing Monopoly. You know how when you land on jail, it turns into something real.
Real jail. And the funny thing is I could use this in reverse because my daughter that's 5, she always actually wants like toddler toys.
Oh yeah.
So I can be like, they won't let you buy this. You're over 3. It says 1 to 3. Mm-hmm. You're over 3. And she makes it very clear though, that this is the game maker's rule. Not her rule.
You guys, well, I mean that we use that all the time. Yeah. Like with Santa, the Tooth Fairy. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I hope Santa doesn't see, the elves aren't seeing this.
Yeah.
You know, he might bring you coal.
And you know
if
what?
If it were up to me, you'd get that Nintendo Switch.
These people are just using this on a more regular basis because those things only come around like
you know,
once
yearly.
A year. So it's like, yeah, use those when you can.
Mattel, Hasbro, we're throwing you under the bus.
Well, and I've also thrown lots of restaurants under the bus because I've told my kids, if you're being naughty in restaurants, they'll kick us out.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because they're more afraid of the restaurant manager than me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so.
But okay. Yeah, I mean, if you say it once, we'll say it a million times. The store is where it all goes down.
Yep.
And everyone gets shamed at the store.
Yeah. My kids really, as like babies and stuff, they would always kick their shoes off. So I just, if their feet weren't going to touch the ground, I have no issue taking them in a place with no shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Call me white trash, but that is what I've decided. Typically they'll have socks on, but it's just not worth them kicking it off and me picking it up and kicking it up in the store and losing it. I've lost shoes in stores before. It's just not worth it. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you how many times I've had ladies come up to me and go, oh, they're going to get a cold. And I was like, what is this? 1918? They're not going to get a cold. It's July. Like, I just get frustrated.
Like, if they were wearing their flip-flops, it would be make them all of a sudden not be susceptible to malaria.
Right. Like, I mean, really. And then I'm like, also, those buckles that are in the cart half the time are all twisted and tangled and you can't buckle them in the little grocery cart seat. And so half the time I don't buckle them. And then they're standing up and I'm telling them they're going to fall. Mm-hmm. And then someone walks by and goes, oh, your mommy probably, you know, needs to tell you to sit down. And you're like, because I haven't told them 500 times, Martha.
If you would have been within the range of 30 feet of me for the last 25 minutes.
You would have heard me being like, sit down.
If
sit
I
down,
had a dollar for every time I said it.
Yeah.
I'd be checking out.
I would be making out of Ross
I'd be
like
making,
a bandit.
I'd be making money on this grocery trip.
I would have been taking Ross home to the store.
Well, speaking of that, I had a mom submit. And this, I mean, I feel like this is going to kind of like bring, it will bring kind of a somber mood, but we'll bring it back up, I think. Okay. Just because.
Challenge accepted.
Well, because this mom says she was in Walmart shopping and she let her child sit in the cart.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess her child was a little bit on the chunky side.
Okay.
And she had people shame her for not having her child walk while
and
she was grocery
did you say
shopping.
This child was special needs?
So what ended up happening is these, you know, these people are shaming her, which is so rude. Like, yes. Your kid's chunky. You should make him walk. Right. Like, that's messed up. Yeah.
I'll be like, but you're probably chunky too. You're walking around here. How many calories did judging people burn?
Yeah, seriously. And turns out this child has a brain tumor and their leg gets really tired when they walk around. Like, come on. You guys, everyone, stay in your lane. You do not know what is going on. Come on.
It's hard not to judge. It's in our human nature.
It is. All of a sudden, we're like, what's going on over there? I have an opinion about that.
Right. But unless someone is like literally in harm.
Yeah. Then don't say anything.
Shut up. Seriously, shut up. I mean, so, and something about someone attacking your motherhood just hits you in a place that's hard to hit anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like, because you put so much, you put your whole soul into those children. Yeah. They're soul suckers. And it's not necessarily their fault. It's kind of ours. We just pour everything into them. And so when
it's our bodies physically, it's our time, it's our money,
it's our brains.
It's our brains. It's so much of us. And so, if someone is like shaming you, it is like,
it hurts like something else.
Deep. Yeah.
Okay. So
another mom, another store.
Yes. This? I mean, we could put that on a loop.
Yeah.
Once again, the store is a difficult place to be with children. Can we all have a little grace?
Yeah.
And in this situation, we're at a dollar store.
Okay.
So no grocery pickup there.
Pick up at the dollar store.
They're hardly making any margins anyway. You think they're going to send an employee around to pick up your dollar store stuff?
No way.
Okay. So she was with her husband and three little kids. And they decided to let the kids pick out a toy. And they were all under six at the time. So, I mean, three under six, that's a lot, you know. And this lady comes down the same, you know, toy aisle with the cart. And
I also feel like the dollar store, they do not have the same wide aisles.
No,
that a regular store has. It's
tight. They're going to keep them small, cheap, because they're only selling things for a dollar.
Yeah.
So she is like trying to kind of pass her in the aisle, and she doesn't put anything in her cart.
And the mom or the lady?
The lady.
Okay.
And the mom is like trying to kind of like realizes that she's coming down, so she kind of starts to try to, you know, wrangle the kids to the side. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, the lady just looks at her with like a scuzz face and starts just swearing at her in another language. And because she had to wait like maybe half a second for her to, you know, shuffle her kids over as she came down the toy aisle. I'm kind of proud of this mom because she looked at her and she
swore at her in English.
I wish. But she just said, "Are you kidding me?" Like, and I was like, "Good for you."
Yeah, that is. Wow. I wouldn't have dared.
So the lady kind of is as she's like exiting the aisle. So she, "Are you kidding me?" The lady curves to the next aisle and all she can hear is this lady muttering under her breath, more swearing. And so next thing you know, an employee came charging down the aisle past us, doesn't even look at this mom and, and dad in the eye and says, "You need to control your kids."
Oh my gosh.
And at this point, she's just like just fuming.
Yeah.
Fuming mad. And she turns around. She was trying to clarify, like, is she seriously talking to me? So then after that, she just went straight to the back room where she couldn't talk to her anymore. So she just did this aggressive pass by, like, control your kids. And just walks into the employee room. So she's like, I don't know what set that lady off, but they ended up in line right next to each other, naturally.
Yeah.
And she was just staring them down the whole time. And so she's like, I was worried that they were going to catch her outside and like beat her to the ground. Like, she was just like the energy, you know, and she just kept complimenting her kids in line. Gosh. Like, you guys are being so good. How well behaved. I'm so proud of you. Like, in front of the lady. First of all, pause.
The energy they were giving off was gang initiation.
Apparently. You don't mess around at the Dollar Tree.
No.
Here's the thing. Once again, we talked about this earlier with like places that you're very bound to run into children.
Mm-hmm.
Theme parks, like Disneyland and all this stuff. Yeah. And if you're like annoyed, she's going down the toy aisle of the dollar store.
Yeah.
Chances are there's going to be children.
That's mocked to a flame right there.
Chances are they're going to be excited. They're in a toy aisle. So like, this isn't for you.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't for you.
Yeah.
You need the grocery pickup, ma'am.
Yeah.
And I wish I knew another language to swear at other people at. Can I just do like a sidebar with that?
I'm sure you could learn a handful of swear words very easily.
True.
Google.
All I need are the swear words.
Come on.
Anyway, so she said she will never be going to that dollar store again.
She's mad that you just lost my business, Dollar Tree.
Well, she's like, first of all,
cool,
she
bought three things.
Yeah. They're like, well, you only spend $5 here every time you come.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to you? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on menu, and then newsletter.
Or go to the KSL News Radio app, and you click on menu, and then it's email alerts.
This is even easier. Just text the word inbox to 57500.
Get the top national and local stories with the three things you need to know newsletter.
Well, I had several moms comment to me that when they've had cesareans, that people tell them, oh, that doesn't really count.
That is the weirdest thing.
Who on earth? Or maybe if you just had
to cut a watermelon out of your stomach then tell me that it doesn't count for anything.
Yeah, tell me. Let me know when that happens.
Oh, that is bizarre.
But I'm really feeling these mom confessions. Mom life hacks.
Mom life hacks.
I think we need to keep going with them.
This one, this lady said that she is lady.
I like to say girl.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a girl.
This mom said that when her kids are yelling and screaming, which my kids are yellers and screamers, and I have tried so many things. She has a bottle, a little squirt bottle of apple cider vinegar. She just
vinegar
sprays it in their mouth.
I've seen people do that where like they spray their dog with
water. She took this straight out of the dog training manual book, I think. But yeah, just whoop, whoop, and then just vinegar in the mouth.
Yeah, I mean... That's like an intense flavor.
Yeah.
And it'll get most people to stop whatever they're doing.
Yeah, their mouth shut at that point.
So did she say open up, I'm going to spray it? Or did she just like spray on their face?
I kind of think B. And then she did it over there like,
oh, wow. Okay.
That's my impression of the submission that I got. So I can
But
that's also funnier. So I'm going to take
it
that
one. It is funnier because if you're just like, okay, kids, everyone gets a squirt in their mouth.
Line up. My kids would be like,
They just run away. But if you're just like, yeah, that I think is pretty
effective.
You got
to be careful about that, though, because it can ruin them of that taste. So I did this at your house when my son swore and I just grabbed hand soap and I washed his mouth out with soap. Mm-hmm. Don't judge me. Okay, I had it done to me. I'm alive, mentally somewhat stable, and I'm fine. So I was washing his mouth out with soap. Well, it just so happened to be around the holidays, and I grabbed like her pine tree, like
like evergreen,
like blue spruce, balsam, whatever soap. So for years, this year was like the first year he didn't complain about it. But up for every year during Christmas, he'd be like, oh, I hate the smell of Christmas trees, which by the way, is the best smell.
Like I can't wait until I can like put that in my like wax burner.
I buy those candles, like six of them for
and
the holiday
sometimes
season.
I just open them up and I just like,
yeah, it's the best smell. And I ruined it because from then on he was like, I hate that. Ooh, it makes me want to throw up because he connected it to having it in his mouth.
Sorry, it's going to be smelling like this for an entire month every year.
Yeah, and probably 2 months because I decorate like after Halloween almost. So you have to be careful with those little tricks because it could backfire. Mm-hmm. And if it's vinegar, maybe they might start not liking pickles or things like that, you know?
Yeah, that's
hopefully
true.
Hopefully not, but apparently this has worked for her. She's the mom of like 8 years. Uh-huh. So.
Yeah, I had a lot of moms message me just saying simple things with like food items.
Let's and they
would
some
say,
of them.
They would say, oh, it's all gone. Oh,
yes.
Haven't we all said that?
Yeah, mine's like,
where are the Cadbury eggs? Oh, they're all gone. It's not a lie. They just haven't gotten any.
Yeah, it's like Jimmy Kimmel does the eating your Halloween candy trick to the kids. Mm-hmm. I've never done that, but like I have been the last one to finish off a treat.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll be like, "Why? Who ate them all?" And I'm like, excuse me, you ate them all. I just happened to eat the last one.
Yeah.
So don't be putting that on me. Like, seriously, it bugs me so bad, though. Mm-hmm. You ate them all?
No, you guys did. The whole pan of brownies. I just happened to get the last one because I'm the last in line.
And I made them and I deserve it.
And it was for breakfast this morning.
Yeah. And I actually didn't get any up until that point, until the last one.
This girl said that she has just convinced her kids that the stuffed crazy bread at Little Caesars is only for people 18 and older.
Kind of like the toy thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to pay that extra 75 cents.
Well, she says she just doesn't want to share. So she orders it and is like, this is only for 18 and older. So something to look forward to, kids. You know?
When they're 18, they just binge. They go so hard on cheesy bread.
Stuffed crazy cheesy bread. And they're like, oh my gosh. But then they realize they didn't have to show any ID when they checked out at Little Caesars.
They go to buy it. They're like, hey man, do you want to see my driver's license?
I just turned 18 and I'm here to cash in on some crazy bread.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I tried to buy some cold medicine on my grocery pickup order. Mm-hmm. And this kid that was delivering it, he came up and was like, hey, what year were you born? And I said, 1988. Why? And he goes, well, I'm supposed to ID you because you're buying cold medicine. Mm-hmm. People like make meth or something with it, I think.
I don't know.
Or get drunk on NyQuil. Who knows? Never been there. But, and then I was like, oh, well, I can show you my ID. And then he looked at me and goes, I can tell you're over 21. I'm like, I looked at him and I go, as a joke, I went, excuse me, what's that supposed to mean? And he's like, that you look like you're over 21.
He's like, listen, lady, I'm not here to go. He's have like, a back and forth here.
I don't like this job. Okay. I don't really like you. I have to load your groceries up for you. And I had to go pick out all your groceries and you sent me all over the store. Not in the mood.
But I thought, and a woman never reveals her age. And he's like, shove it, lady. I need to put these in your car.
I should have grabbed that cold medicine and just started boom, 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 boom.
Oh man! Well, I mean, I've had
been doing, I guess, mom shaming.
That guy age shamed me.
I did.
It just reminds me of a story of where I sort of got shamed a little bit. I was so confused. I was at Hobby Lobby and I was in the checkout line. And right now, you know, they have those stickers where you have to stand 6 feet apart and you're supposed to stay on the sticker. Well, this guy in front of me, he was sort of in front of me. He was 6 feet ahead and then 6 feet diagonal out. So it almost looked like...
You can't tell he's in line.
Yeah, it looked like he wasn't in line, but he was standing there with his things and looking at the cashier. So I was like, he must be in line. I just assumed. And so I'm saying 6 feet past and I'm on my sticker. And he goes up to the cashier when it's his turn. So I move up to the next thing. And she was kind of like, oh, I didn't realize you were in line. He goes, yeah, I was just standing way over there because those people didn't have their masks on. And I look like around like, wait, is he talking about me? And he motioned toward me and my son. And we both for sure had our masks on. So I was like, what's going on? And then I realized maybe my son, he was 4 at the time. It might have like dropped below his nose. Yeah. And I was like, wowzer, mister. So then he starts asking.
This is the person that should be using grocery pickup.
Yeah. Like go and order online. Get out of here, man, because you can't handle this situation.
Right. You can't handle 4-year-olds masks dropping below their nose.
And so then he starts asking the cashier and was like, so, I mean, what is this store's policy on masks? I mean, isn't it required? I was like,
I would have been like, what is the store's policy on it, jerk faces?
What's the store's policy on me karate kicking this guy in the face?
Yeah. The mask thing has brought up a whole new element because shaming. Keeping masks on yourself and on your kids is so tough.
And I honestly hadn't had any incidences until this guy was just like being all weird and be like, what's your policy? And like looking back at me. So finally he checks out and goes, and I go up to the lady and start bringing my stuff up. And I said, was that guy saying we weren't wearing our masks? Because we totally were. And I was like trying to defend myself. And the lady, kind of like the guy at grocery pickup, like was totally over it. She's like, I don't know. Everyone's crazy right now. And I was like trying to defend myself. And she was like, I don't want
to. Sister, I'm looking for you to back
to validate me. And she's like, I don't really want to talk to you about this. Yeah. I'm over this. All I want to do is get your faux florals and your
shelf. Oh, this is the dollar store.
Yeah. No, this is the Hobby Lobby cashier.
Hobby Lobby.
And she, you know, I was trying to get some validation and being like, that guy was saying we weren't wearing our mask. We were totally wearing our mask. What is he even talking about? And she's like, I don't know what he's, I don't even know. Everyone's crazy right now. And it just started checking us out.
Yeah.
And I was like, she was totally like over both of us. And it's like, I don't want to talk to either of you about this. I have been sitting here for 8 hours with a face shield on and I don't want to hear about it.
Right. So I think what I get really bothered with is when people that go places where there's a very high likelihood that there's going to be children, but they're very annoyed that children are there.
Yeah.
We were at Disney World last month. And if you expect to go to Disney World and not have kids close to you, then don't go to Disney World. Because Disney World, spoiler alert, is actually meant for children. Kids. So I'm sorry that you decided as an empty nester couple to go to Disney World during a pandemic. Sounds like you chose that because you're supposed to space 6 feet apart and they do have little lines. Mm-hmm. But my child was like four at the time. So mm-hmm. she's kind of bopping, you know, mm-hmm. not holding completely still in line.
And when you have to wait 90 minutes.
Right. And as,
wiggle a little bit.
The line would move, you know, they're walking but not looking ahead as most mm-hmm. kids do. Well, all of a sudden they kind of maybe bump into someone's butt or whatever, or kind of like almost, mm-hmm. and you would see them like flip their head around and like stare like, and kind of like
give you the evil eye
at the kids. And we'd be like, oh, back up. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like inching away. And I'm like, you are at a theme park where hundreds of kids. Thousands of people are.
We are on the Dumbo ride right now.
You are worried about this person. You're worried about my 4-year-old being 2 feet. You're getting on a ride that's not being sanitized every time in between.
Yeah.
So stop getting all huffy at me.
This is the teacups.
Right.
Like, people are using their hands.
And like,
props everybody's motion sickness barfing all over
it. I kept saying to my husband, I'm a little bit more worried about everyone's swass from the ride before than I am about their germs. Like, their
getting
mouth
one
germs.
Foot away from it.
Yeah, I am. I would look at it and I'd be like, it's hot out here. It's Florida. And they're not wiping this down in between each one. So swass is more of my concern than someone getting a little bit less than 6 feet apart from mm-hmm. me. Any mom that's using something to just make her life a little easier, as long as mm-hmm. it's not illegal, is great.
Yeah.
You know, I use a variety of this, but this mom says she tells her kids, hey, the toy monster comes mm-hmm. every full moon.
Yeah.
If there's a toy left out, it's gone. I was like, so every night is a full moon at my house? Because yeah. I'm like, better start getting your stuff picked up or the toy yeah. monster, aka me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start checking things. And I do mm-hmm. throw things away
oh, totally.
A lot when they go to sleep.
I just did that today.
If you hide it underneath, they don't yeah. know. They don't even remember.
It has to be a covert op, though.
Yeah.
Because if you throw something away and it's at the top of the garbage can, yeah. when they wake up and go look into the garbage can, all of a sudden this toy that's
is
been
the most important
under
thing in
their
bed
for the last 2 years is like their favorite toy. Yeah. I can't believe you'd throw it away. And you're like, it's broken and you haven't seen it in 2 years. And it's got dust
bunnies. McDonald's Happy Meal toy.
We got it for free.
Yeah. Or it's something you picked up at the treasure box at the library for reading a book.
Yeah. It is just so crazy. So you have to be like stealthy.
Yeah.
To be able to do that. But yeah, I had a lot of moms message me and say that as well, that they throw things away when their kids aren't looking. And I do that all the time. I actually, some days, like I will go up to my girl's room, garbage bag in hand, mm-hmm. and I'll just do like a full sweep of mm-hmm. like junk.
Yep.
Yeah. My son, hoarders. All kids are hoarders.
My son's a nice word would be collector, but the true word would be hoarder. Mm-hmm. Yes. And mm-hmm. he lots of little things like mm-hmm. cleaning out his pockets. It's mm-hmm. like hilarious. Like all the little treasures he finds. Mm-hmm. So like we rocks. Don't, but yeah, you have to kind of come up with these clever things. Mm-hmm. Another mom said that when she was trying to get her little boy to get rid of his binky, they tied it to a balloon and sent it up and sent it off and said it would go find another littler baby that needed
oh my
it.
Goodness.
So I just cold turkey threw mine away uh-huh. for my little girl when she was like 3. That was mm-hmm. a little bit long. And I had people saying stuff to me all the time about that.
Really?
How old is she? Oh, she still has a binky?
You're like, come on.
And like, we all have our stuff, you guys, that we can't let go of.
Listen, though. Those are those middle-aged adults who are out of the kid years, mm-hmm. and they're the ones that they go to Disneyland and they act annoyed that there's kids behind them, and then they judge you for having the binky. But if she were to throw a fit because of not having the binky, then they'd be like, oh, you just need to discipline them
yeah.
and give you all sorts of crap like that.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot you're a perfect parent.
Yeah, I forgot that you knew everything and that you wrote some books and stuff, sir.
Yeah.
Mr. Person at Walmart.
And then this one, I'm nervous my husband might want to steal this one, but this mom said they got so sick of their kids getting up and down at mealtimes that they just kind of tie their leg to the bar stool.
What? What? How do they, what do
I
they
use? I didn't ask what they're using.
Everyone strap in. It's dinner time.
My concern would be my kids forgetting. And they just go full force to get off of the bar stool and whoop, bam. And they're like dangling from their ankle at the bar stool. It's like my vision of what would happen to my kids.
Well, it would only have to happen once and they'd learn.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you think mm-hmm. it's not. Sometimes it takes 5 and 6 times mm-hmm. but of them falling on their
I
face.
I would just keep the camera rolling during dinner time.
Yeah. Yes, I think she should.
Oh, yeah, you've got to come up with ways to get kids to just either stop what they're doing or do what you need them to do. So this mom was concerned about her son, who would always have his hand down his pants. And you know what?
This boys and their really
toys. Oh my gosh. I mean, this is really common, right?
Oh yeah.
Like, they're, I don't know what it is.
It's just there. It's just there, available.
And, you know, she said he'd be...
The fascination starts early for those boys.
She said he'd, you know, be sitting in front of the TV and just kind of be flicking it and stuff. And she just thought, I've got to figure out a way for him to stop it. Like, what can I do?
So mom, maybe not the most sanitary.
Yeah, it's just, it is. It's kind of off-putting when people see it, you know?
Especially if they go from the diaper to then sucking their thumb or something.
Gross. Oh man. So she thought, okay, maybe what I should do is kind of come up with a little bit of like a story. So she told him that there was a wiener goblin.
Oh my goodness. I love the creativity. Ten points for creativity on that one.
Okay. And that he would come if he did not keep his wiener put away.
What does the wiener goblin do when he comes?
You know what? I think
snatches your wiener and you don't have one anymore.
Hey, if you don't want to lose that thing, keep it tucked away tight.
If you abuse it, you lose it.
So, yeah, she said the wiener goblin is going to come if you don't keep it tucked away tight and stop touching it. And she said he's now 7. Mm-hmm. And to this day, he is still terrified of the wiener goblin.
Wow. I don't know if this is genius or mental abuse. Oh my gosh. This is one of those things, though. I swear when you get older, like, because your parents, I think, then forget to tell you when you're older that, like, these things aren't real. Because then it goes away and you forget.
All of a sudden in high school, everyone's in the locker room. He's like, you guys, there's way too many wieners in here. The wiener goblin is on his way.
Stop touching your wieners. Did you guys know? And they're all like, is this kid okay? Okay. They're like, yeah, he's right up there with Santa. You like forget to tell your kids this or correct it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it's one of those things they find out later that they're like, mind is blown. They're like, wait, what? My mom told me this and I believed her. So this girl that I went to school with, her mom, to reference private areas, called them DDs and Dodos. I'm not sure where she got it, but it was just...
Which one was which? That would be very...
I think DD was girl and Dodo or Doo-Doo or something like that.
That seems hard to differentiate and hard to remember, honestly. Right.
I don't know. I don't want to get into that because I don't want to judge this mom, but that's what she chose, the word she chose.
She's like...
So then we get to junior high and we meet a girl. What's her name? Dee Dee. So this girl, we're now in 7th grade and her mom hasn't clarified that like not everybody uses that term. And she was like, oh, her mom named her Dee Dee? Like thinking, what a terrible name. But to all of us, it's just like...
It seems like, you know, like JoJo or Cece.
Right.
But to her, it was like the term for vajayjay.
Yeah, exactly. So isn't that funny?
Like, oh my gosh.
You got to make sure that at some point you may need to clarify... This mom is talking about her mom when she was young.
Okay.
And when she was little, she got a dog. And her parents got her a dog, and she loved this dog. Mm-hmm. After a while, the mom came to her and said, I just can't handle the dog anymore. Like, I have a new baby. I'm just too overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Is it okay if we found this dog another family to live with? And she's heartbroken, but she agrees. And they drive. She says, come with me. Tells the daughter to come with her to give this dog away. Mm-hmm. And thinking maybe it'll be better if you're there and can see the family that this dog goes to. But you know, she has to go through the tearful goodbye in front of this new family.
Yeah.
Saying goodbye to her dog, walking back to the car, empty-handed, crying. And, you know, this might have been the case if this had just been one time.
What?
This happened not once, not twice, but 5 times.
What?
5
You're joking. This is like emotional trauma you're putting this person through. I said the same thing.
These parents, throughout the course of this girl's life, had bought her a dog five different times.
5 dogs? I was thinking maybe it'd be like mixed up, like a little bit of hamster, a little bit of bunny, a little bit of cat.
5 dogs each time.
Oh my gosh.
And each time they would give up the goat and say, I can't do this anymore, or I guess give up the dog and be like, we have to take it away. Well, and she's like... still like, she's like mom shaming her own mom right now, but she's like, now that I'm a mom, like I can't see myself like continuing to buy my children dogs to continue to rip them out of their arms.
The psychological
effects. It's like the
Groundhog
effects.
Day from hell for this little child yeah. and their dog. Oh.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Times.
That is horrible. And wait, and they would take her every single time?
Yep.
Every time she'd get taken dog away. I could see them maybe doing it like that first time and then realizing like that
Come
was
up
actually...
with another lie.
Yeah, or maybe bringing her with them the first time and then being like, wow, that actually wasn't great. But every single time, okay, let's get in the car.
It's time again.
It's time to give the dog to another family. Bring the tissues.
It's that time for you to get emotionally tougher.
Let's all go through some family trauma together.
It's that time again for you to have something to tell your therapist. But I just don't, understand why did you keep, I'm not judging, kind of, I am judging. Why did you keep buying them a dog? You knew after at least twice you couldn't handle it.
Sometimes you couldn't hack it. Okay, this time I can do it. I mean, we've all done that, you know, with like trying to cut carbs or whatever, but
trying to buy pets.
Yeah.
But, anyway.
All right. Well,
hey, moms, dads, parents, you are doing your best.
You're doing a great job.
And we commend you for that.
These life hacks, I'm going to file those into possibly will do.
Yeah.
File
those into the back of my mind.
My, I have to use them.
The battery
sometime.
One's like genius.
Genius. It's too late for me now.
Yeah, it's
too
true. Late. The ship has sailed. For those of you new parents with little kids, mm-hmm. take note. And we want you guys to know that we think moms, dads, parents, you guys are the best.
Rocking it.
And you're a primary demographic as well, so we especially think that you're great.
We really love you a lot.
And if you continue to have fun ones that come to mind, as always, mm-hmm. message us because mm-hmm. we could do a part two, or it could inspire us for a future episode subject.
If you're having fun listening to us, rate and review. That helps us out a lot.
Make sure to spread the word to those that you think would like gabbing along with us, because we want to be able to grow and get to know more people.
Thanks.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.